Hello there, Queens. How is everybody? Welcome back to the Queen Energy Academy. I know it has been a minute, but I have had health problems out the bum for months now. I had eczema erupt all over my body, which then turned into a million different things. Anyway, point of the story now, I feel so much better, and I'm super, super, super excited to get back into the Queen Energy Academy properly. Now, if you missed what this is about, then I have a great video in the group that tells you exactly what the Queen Energy Academy is. We are a mindset academy, and we are here to help you level up your mindset and your life in every single way. We have a free group, which is the one that you're in now, and we have a paid group, which after the 7-day and the 14-day challenge, if you want to take your mindset learning further, then just let me know and I'll put you into those groups. Now, today is the first day of our first challenge, which is the 7-day challenge, right? So every single day when I post one of these masterclasses, just follow what it's teaching you, implement it into your life, and hopefully by the next 14 days, if you continue through the 7-day challenge and the 14-day challenge, you will feel like a different person. So what is this episode about? So in this episode, in our first ever masterclass, we are going to be talking about our core beliefs and our values. Why? Because literally your beliefs and your values are what make you who you are, okay? They are the foundation of the person that you are today. And so they are super, super, super important. Okay. So if you don't know what beliefs and values are, they're literally a set of opinions that influence how you live your life. Okay. Every single one of us have beliefs and values, even if you don't know what they are the reason you live your life in the way that you do. They play a very important role in how we respond to situations and how we set our goals. Okay. And goal setting is one of the most important parts of mindset. So this is why our core and beliefs are super, super important. Every single person on the whole entire planet has their own sets of beliefs and their own sets of values. And they are completely intertwined in us. Like, they are so deep in the heart of our subconscious minds that that's why a lot of us don't actually know what our beliefs and values are. How do we get those beliefs and values? Well, our brain is always trying to make sense of the whole world, right? And everything that's going on around us. Like, you're constantly thinking, asking questions. So when somebody says something like a theory or a statement that resonates with you, a lot of the time we will take that and accept it as one of our beliefs, one of our truths, and we don't even realize it. So that means that a lot of your beliefs and values don't actually stem from you. They're maybe from your mom, your dad, somebody that you really admire that said something in front of you once and you have now made it your belief. Do you see what I mean? Although a lot of us do maybe have our own beliefs, a lot of our beliefs are from other people. So it's super, super important to question your beliefs and values and question whether they are actually your beliefs and values and not something that somebody once said that resonated with you. Okay? Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Now, although a lot of us live by our beliefs, we are actually hindered a lot of the time by our beliefs, and it ends up limiting our potential in life, even if these beliefs make sense to you. For example, what do I mean? I mean, one of your beliefs could be, I don't have the capacity to own a business, so I'll never achieve anything big. Now, you might actually believe that, like, in your heart of hearts, you might actually believe, like, I'm going to be employed for the rest of my life because I just don't have the capacity or the ability to do anything better. Are you right? No, you're absolutely wrong. Okay, I'm just going to put it out there. You can actually do anything that you want. All you have to do is put your mind into it and have the belief in yourself that you can. Now, obviously, this belief that I've just said, it's a horrible belief, right? We need to change it. But what's the problem? The problem is, because our beliefs are so deep rooted in us, we can't just click our fingers and hope that the belief is going to go away. It's just not how it works, right? So what do we need to do? We need to actively work and take action in order to change our limiting beliefs, okay? How do we do that? I'm going to give you a step-by-step process, which when we do our day one challenge, you're going to use to figure out your own beliefs and values and make them better. Okay. So the first thing you need to do is you need to sit down and figure out what your core beliefs are, okay? And make a list. What do you truly believe? Like how, what are the things that you say to yourself every single day that help you live and move on in your life, okay? Write down your beliefs, make a list. Every single belief, as bad or as good as it is, as little or as big, doesn't matter. Write it all down. Don't cheat. It's between you and the universe. So just write it down. Then you need to look at your list and figure out which one of these beliefs you want to change. And trust me, there will be multiple. I changed all of my beliefs when I actually sat down and started doing this exercise. I had to really dig deep and change all of my beliefs, okay? Okay, so once you know what it is that you want to change, you can't just be like, okay, cool, yeah, ready. You know, I've now changed it. This is how I believe, blah, blah, blah. That's not how it works. Like I said a million thousand times, your beliefs are rooted in your subconscious. And we all know that you can't just click your fingers and hope for the best with your subconscious. You've got to do some active work to make those beliefs change so that your subconscious mind can believe the new core beliefs and values that you're putting together for yourself. Do you know what I mean? Okay, so ask yourself, why do I believe this specific thing to be true? For example, the thing about not being able to have a business, right? 99.9999999999% of the time, okay, you're gonna find out it's because somebody that you love or have looked up to or somebody that you admire told you something that ended up crapping all over your belief and it stuck with you forever. Here's an example, because I know that doesn't make sense. So here's an example. Let's say you're a school kid, okay? You're at school and you're unbelievable at biology, like the best biology student there is, okay? But one day you go home, you tell your mom, oh my God, mom, I'm such a good biology student. And she looks at you and she's like, no, you know, you're actually not. You're really not that good at biology, okay? Day after day after day after day, because you love your mother so much and she's, you know, the one that you look up to the most and you just freaking adore her, you actually take that in and you start thinking about it and thinking about it. And at some point, it sets itself deep, deep inside of your subconscious and you will actually start to believe that you are really bad at biology. And guess what? It happens. You become awful at biology. Why? Because the law of attraction is present. So if you're constantly telling yourself that you're bad at something, well, guess what? You're going to be bad at it. And the fact that your mom or your dad or somebody that you looked up to told you that, it's going to hinder you even more. Okay? So this is exactly what I mean by beliefs can hinder us. Your beliefs can push you forward or your beliefs can literally stop you right in your tracks from doing anything. We need to learn how to escape our mental limitations, okay? Every single one of us have it, and it's a stupid. Why limit ourselves? Why limit ourselves? The world is your freaking oyster, okay? So just go for it. So like I was saying, we need to escape our mental limitations. Why, and ask yourself this, why should we live our lives imprisoned by a belief system that prevents our dreams to come true? Why? If you're sitting there thinking for a reason, there is no reason. The reason, the answer to that question is we shouldn't. We absolutely should not. Look at, for example, the super, super rich, the hyper rich, and the hyper successful people around you. Do you think they have any sort of limiting beliefs? Do you? Really, really think about it. Do you think they have any sort of belief in their mind that limits their capacity or limits what they believe that they can do? Absolutely not. And neither should we. The hyper rich and the hyper successful have limitless mindsets, which means that they think limitlessly. There's nothing they can't do. There's nothing they can't achieve. Nothing is impossible. Everything is achievable, doable, and it's possible. And that's how you need to think too. So rather than sitting there and saying to yourself, I can't, change it. I can and I will. Add it in. I can and I will. Tell the fucking universe that you can, you will, and you are. Okay? Do not limit yourself by your brain. Your brain literally will run your life and it can run you into the ground or it can take you to places that you've never been before. Okay? So make sure that you're on the right path to push forward. You do not want to move backwards. Always push forward. Reframe your negative beliefs to positive beliefs and reaffirm them to yourself. Okay, the power of affirmation is huge. It's coming up very, very soon in this 7-day challenge. And the power of affirmation is humongous. It helps so much. And trust me, the universe is listening to you. There's an amazing writer called Vex King, okay? And he has two incredible books. One called Healing is the New High, and one called Good Vibes Only. And in his book, Good Vibes Only, which is the first one, by the way, he has an amazing, beautiful quote that says, "Our beliefs are like a lens that we use to view life. We see what we convince ourselves is true." So if you change your beliefs, you can literally change your life. Okay. Task one for day one challenge. I want you guys to write down your beliefs. Any beliefs that you have, write them down on a piece of paper. Remember in our introduction video, I told you guys you should get a little notebook, or make sure that all of your notes for this specific Queen Energy Academy is all together in one place, okay? And write it down. Day one, core beliefs and values. Write down your core beliefs and values as they are now. Don't lie to yourself. Literally what you believe, what you think. Write it down. List them all out. Doesn't matter how big or how small they are. Then sit down. Ask yourself why you believe those things. Question every belief that you have written down, okay? Once you've answered and you know why you believe that thing to be true, figure out, is this actually something that I believe or not? And if it's not, scratch it off. And if it is something you believe but it's hindering you, change it. Change the narrative to positive. Okay, it's time to change our beliefs and values. If you guys need any help with this, please, please, please just DM me. Send me a message, comment below the video, just let me know, and I will take the time out of my day to help you no matter what it is, okay, lovelies? So, super, super excited. Challenge day two will be coming up very, very soon, but it has been a pleasure. Like I said, again, if you guys have any questions whatsoever, please let me know, and love and light to every single one of you.